Welcome to the 7:30 half hour of Good Morning Ozarks. Keith O'Neill, Charlie Ingram. Glad to be with you on a Friday. This is the third day of December. It's 7:34 for those of you that kind of keep track of that thing. Oh, 37 degrees. What are you talking about?
Take your hand off the phone and pay attention to what you're doing.
I was getting the time.
I know what you were doing.
Phyllis, he's picking on me.
You know why?
Would you tell him to stop?
No, because I'm going to have her help you this morning. Morning, Phyllis.
Good morning, Keith. How are you?
Well, Keith's right. I'm Charlie.
I'm wonderful.
How are you, Charlie?
I'm not sure yet.
She was talking to me. Charlie, I want
to take you back as not as the bag lady selling luggage, okay? I want to take you back to just traveling days when your husband, you went to go on a trip, and he said, don't forget your train case, okay? Mm-hmm. Keith, you want to hear what a train case is?
Is that a true statement?
Yeah, sort of.
Sort of.
No, it's
no. Wait, well, let's go to the sort of. I like the sort of.
We never went on a train.
Oh, right. But was there a bag that somebody said, "I want a train case," and you said,
yes,
"Right over
yes.
there."
Yes, yes, yes.
Really? And what did it differ from an airplane case or an overnight bag?
It carries all the ladies' makeup.
Yes, sir.
I would think that would be like a makeup bag.
And it's not a makeup bag. It's a train case.
They call it a train case because I think it was something that they would grab and go on the train.
And
you know,
it's about 12 to 14 inches.
Yeah, and a woman's got to have her makeup.
When you open the lid to the train case, mirror there. And inside it, when you open up a train case, if you need anything,
it's in there.
Anything in there. Would be in that
in
train
that,
case.
In there. Yeah.
Tylenol in
there.
The train case.
Yeah, yeah,
rubber
yeah.
bands
in there.
In the train case.
True.
Makeup.
Scotch
yes.
tape
yeah.
in there.
Yeah.
Scotch tape, duct tape, all in there.
Doesn't matter. It's all
train
in
case. Keith, I'm okay. surprised you didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
And different kinds of train cases, colors and leopard skin and all kinds of stuff. And as you would walk on the train, you would carry your...
Was your economic stature in life judged by other passengers by the color of train case you came on with?
I'm telling you what, Phyllis was the seller of those type of things. She would tell you
was
what the status was at.
Different dollars of train cases, or are they all $5.95?
Oh, no.
No?
Depend on the fabric or metal, if the you know.
Metal?
If they're, well, or if they're plastic.
But those went out of style because the guy started taking the light train case and taking it down to Bass Pro and using it for a...
tackle box.
Phyllis, welcome.
Phyllis Rotrock, you have been at this round table a time or two. How long?
21 years.
Wow.
My goodness. Jamming for Jesus. How did it start?
Actually, probably before then, because while I was at the Chamber of Commerce,
right.
I was coming in. Was I?
Yeah, probably.
And let's give a little history here this morning.
Man.
Years and years ago, okay, Keith, this is about 1989-ish, okay? Mom and Dad had moved here. Shepherd of the Hills didn't have a two-lane road from 76 all the way to 248. Mm-hmm. And there was a guy that had for sale signs.
All up and down that road.
All up and down that road.
Nobody's going to buy out there. It's too far
Nobody.
Out.
Tony Kirsten.
Too right. far out.
And I met Tony because we were going to do a deal with Soji. Okay, and he sent me. That's where I found Soji's first bathroom, which was out in his garage.
Back of the warehouse.
Yeah, this is what you learn here in the Ozarks. And you were good friends with Myrene.
Yes,
and they were great people.
Yeah, oh, they were wonderful people. Loved them.
And that's where I first met you.
Yes, it was.
And
do you know where?
I'll
tell you.
Okay,
at the corner down here of Main and. And the 65.
Okay. Sure. Because they're offices.
You had your big bus.
Oh, the double-decker buses.
Yes.
Yes.
Wish we had it now and you were
oh,
using
Oh, my.
It. But that's where it was.
Yeah.
And Myrene said, you got to meet him. Got to meet him. And, of course, you
Well,
know,
then she knew my parents. And then they, as they do in many, many shows, when we were at the Soji deal, they called attention to the Kirstens. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And had everybody stand.
Yeah. yeah.
And with them visiting from Chicago. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the double-decker buses were fun. Now, weren't they cute?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and they were open on the top.
You? Yeah, but you couldn't go anywhere.
Well, no, but here's the deal. I thought you could. We only had two lanes, and so we did a tour called See Branson from the Top.
Yeah.
And there's so much you can say about the Presleys
yeah.
when you're sitting in front of it for
or
20
the ball
minutes.
Lobbers, and you're there for 20 minutes. Yeah.
And you're going. And Joe Tinoco was our first star.
Up on the top,
playing his guitar.
And singing.
Okay. And he was literally jamming. For Jesus. Phyllis, it's been a good career, and it's time, and you have said somewhere, because I read it in the newspaper, that it's
Clint, if you read it in the newspaper, it's got to be true.
And it's true.
Is it true?
Excuse me, Phyllis. Let me take just a minute.
This one we can't believe.
Can you give me just 1 second, please? This would be very meaningful.
Meaningful.
When the helicopter crashed up on the strip, Keith,
well, it was erroneous
me?
Information.
What'd
I
you
was
tell me?
I was told that.
And where'd you see it, Keith?
I didn't see it.
Where'd you hear
but
it?
But somebody told me from Facebook that
yeah.
it was true.
So, I said newspaper, Keith.
Okay.
I didn't say Facebook.
All right.
So in the newspaper, I read about Phyllis's distinguished career and what she's done with Jamming for Jesus. So we want you to tell us how you're going to wrap it up. Is somebody going to pick up the reins and do it? Do you have any of that information yet? And that type of thing.
You mean what I'm going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I'm going to announce what's happening with Jamming for Jesus.
Oh, good.
I'm going to announce it Sunday.
Oh, good.
At Jamming for Jesus.
Don't tell us.
You're not going to tell here.
We don't want her to tell.
You're not going
to
have an exclusive at the round table.
No.
So tell me where.
It probably won't be much of a surprise, but I'm going to try to make it.
Jamming for Jesus is 2:00 on Sunday at the Branson Famous Ball Knobbers Theater.
Right.
And you've been doing jamming for how many years?
Since 1997, minus four, whatever
right.
that is.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Wow.
And then during the pandemic, we had a little hiatus.
Well, yeah, I took 1 year off there, yeah.
And then you, in the wintertime, do you still go out towards Arizona or no?
Uh-huh. Leaving December.
Wow.
Be back March.
All my right. goodness, shame
Very
on you.
Good. Wow.
Out there, that dry heat, hot.
And then she looks at the weather forecast when we're at zero or something.
She's a picture of Danny Bird shoveling snow out there at the New Life Center.
That's it.
Oh,
man,
wow.
My God, I'm not doing that.
He's going to be over shoveling snow at my house, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
That driveway clean.
So, Phyllis, on behalf of Keith and I in the station,
Absolutely.
Thank you for what you've done.
Absolutely.
Now,
you have done
wonderful. And I think this is one of those things today that we want to do like this. This is your life. Nope. We're not saying goodbye. We'll say to you, you'll be around, and it will things will continue. But the legacy that you're going to leave with what has made a lot of people very, very happy. And when you look at your list of stars, you say, well, none of these people have theaters. You're right, and there's a reason, because these people are singing to the Lord, and you put together a list of folks that really enjoy what they're doing, and they can do that at Jamming for Jesus. Tell us about that.
Well, it is a way for people who have never been on stage. It's their first time, a lot of them. And to be on a Branson stage has really, really helped them in promoting their gospel career. And I love doing that. I love the helping the young ones. And but I've had a lot of stars, too, on.
Oh, you have. You have had a star-studded lineup down through the years.
Yeah, oh, yes.
And each week or each month that you do this, you have a benefactor that we bring stuff to help. You have been so gracious in finding organizations that need something, and you say, hey, Jamming for Jesus, we'll get you what you need. What's happening this Sunday as far as that's concerned?
Oh, as far as who's going to be there?
The benefit. The benefactor.
Oh, the benefit. I'm sorry.
The benefactor.
I need to listen a little more.
That's okay. The benefactor. Who is it?
Keith, it's Cam. Christian
Keith
Action
Cam.
Ministries,
right.
Yes.
Very good.
It's one of my favorites.
Yep.
We have been working with them for years. I used to be on the board, so I really, really think it's a worthy thing to do. And, of course, we are encouraging them to bring some cash for them, because if they bring canned goods, they can take the money that they spent for the canned goods and bring there, and they can double it with food.
Yeah. That's great. Wow.
Now, how does that make you feel to have something like that happen under your watch where you can help somebody like Cam?
I love it. Makes me feel good.
Who's some of the folks that are going to be at Jamming on Sunday, 2:00?
Well, why don't we have Brian give
Hi, Brian. Welcome.
Good
He's
morning,
sitting
everybody.
Here.
How are you doing, my friend?
Put him
Good to
work,
be here.
Doing something.
Good to be
Last
here.
Name?
Came all the way.
Pendergrass.
From,
Pendergrass.
Brian
okay.
Pendergrass.
All right,
Came
Brian.
All the way from Ozark just to
Good
be
job.
Here.
Just
well,
to be
you.
With you
So
fine
give me the
folks
lineup, Brian.
Morning. Well, we've got, of course, Brandon and Megan Mabe. They're the theater host at the Bald Knobber Theater there. Mary Faye Jackson. She's one of our concert hosts. Del Rochelle. Randy Plummer, everybody knows Randy.
Yeah, he was on with us a while back.
Mr. Snowdeer, we love Randy. They were one of the original families here, one of the three or four originals here.
Yep.
Gary Dooms, everybody loves Gary.
Oh,
he can really make that saxophone sing.
Yes, he can.
Bud and Linda Lynn, she wrote a lot of different music.
Ozark Mountain Christmas.
Ozark Mountain Christmas. And We hear Barbara Fairchild.
Why don't you stop here just a minute? Listen to a clip of this.
Okay.
There's a place in Southwest Missouri, a place that's become a Christmas city, and it's a spot where you feel you're drawn and your Ozark Mountain Christmas gone. Dip Branson, Branson, it's got a lot of class and been some. Folks come here for Christmas cheer. Dip Branson, Branson.
That's Randy.
Randy Plummer.
That's Randy Plummer.
Yeah,
he'll be there.
Oh, good.
Dusty Allman, Donna Kilmurray, Marlene Pelt, Kenny Goodman, Nikki Skaggs, Kayla Lewis, and we have a special guest, Randy Brooks, Mr. Randy Brooks.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, aww. Randy's coming back for that.
And well, we've got some surprises. Phyllis doesn't know this
she
yet.
She doesn't know.
We have some surprises for her.
Wow.
So.
Well, that'll be awesome. 2 o'clock. Well,
2 o'clock at the
Branson
famous Ball Knobbers Theater.
Are we trying to lead people through here, Keith? I'm watching
I thought she was going to say something. I didn't want to
6:45. Yeah, what I was going to tell you is Randy is one along with Bill and Barbara and Larry Wilhite and, of course, others who are gone on. They were at the first one we ever had, so, you know.
And those guys can sing.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you what they can sing.
Yep.
And I never forget sitting in a seat at the old Meltillis Theater. You know which one that was, Keith?
Yes.
That's where the Car Museum was at.
Yep. It's the Star Theater now.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. And a guy by the name of Randy Brooks came in, met him for the first time, and they talked about a thing called The Promise. Mm-hmm. And I heard the most unique thing for Branson, Missouri. Now, this was like in the spring, and they were talking about coming the following year.
Right.
What? Wow, what a marketing job they did. And when The Promise opened, it was ready, and it was great. And Randy and I just talked to his brother the other day in New York, because when my son was with the Mets, he's a big Mets fan, and he sent me a picture of Jesus Loves the Mets, okay? And there's his brother. There's his brother standing there with his and he looks like Jesus. I mean, his brother does. And so, Phyllis, when you look back over the years, some of the things that you think about that have been the most enjoyable things for you?
Well, the people who come that and have supported jamming for so many years. And one of the things that it was only the last one we had, and other people have said this, but they've come in and they've said, you know what? This is my church. Mm-hmm. I don't go to a regular church, but jamming is my church. And I'm going, oh my. That's something to live up to, isn't it? I mean, to help people know the Lord. So that's probably one of my main things that I...
You know, there's some folks that got their gospel music singing career started right there on the stage of jamming.
Yes. We have one, Ava Kasich, now. She's not here. She's not on a show here. She has been. And she had traveled with Wally, what was his name? Well, you're old enough to know. But
Wally Fowler?
Fowler. She traveled with Wally Fowler.
My goodness, that's a
and
name that
goes many,
way
many, many,
back.
But she came here, and she started out on jamming, helping
really?
Me by checking know. Talent in.
Wow.
And so one day I said, well, Ava, don't you sing? And she said, well, yeah. And so she's been on, and she travels all over the United States going places. In fact, she said, wherever he calls me, I'm going.
Wow.
Let me give you another name as you all are talking, that when I heard her sing for the first time, and it's one of those things, and when you're sitting there and somebody goes to sing and you go, wow, Nedra Culp.
Oh, Nedra. Yes, oh, yeah.
Nedra
yes.
Did a great job.
Nedra.
She's amazing.
Isn't she
amazing?
Isn't she amazing?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and the first place I saw her was with Tony Orlando and during the Christmas show.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, when she goes to belt out the song she's singing, no matter what it is, I think she could sing the Nebraska fight song. And
yeah, probably. Yeah.
Well, maybe,
maybe
not.
Maybe we'd win.
Maybe not.
Maybe we'd win.
Voices of Glory. Where
oh, my.
One.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
there
my.
You go.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes. They
Michael
were,
and
those young kids.
Yeah.
We're at our garage sale. They talk about this all the time. And they'd come to the studio, and their dad, of course, and the story of their mom.
Michael.
And how, I mean, it's crazy. So they're standing at our garage sale in Branson up on the Bee Creek Quarter, standing in the garage singing. When they're and they've laughed about that every time we've talked to each other. But, boy, what voices, huh?
Oh, yeah. They are so awesome, they've been on jamming many times. They started out with Buster Prime, though.
Ah.
When they come to town, and they went to the stage at the New Life, he's New Life,
right.
Light of the House, the Lighthouse.
Yeah, where she had a restaurant by the old Victorian Village.
Right, Buster Prime was in there.
Yep.
And that's where they would come and hang out and sing.
First place. When you hear Dad come in with Mom in a wheelchair and you tell the story and her IQ level and what she taught and what she's done and what they did for the kids singing by her bedside.
Amazing. Mm-hmm.
But here's what's something for Phyllis and you and I, and I'm not, Brian, it's nothing. I'm not including you, but you are in a younger age group than we are. To watch these kids get married and have kids, and to watch this kind of growth process is pretty neat, isn't it?
Right. It is. It really is. And I was thinking, wow, what I'd love to have them back again.
Wouldn't you, though?
They're so talented.
Well, I always like to get to this point because Keith loves this. And I just love that he loves it.
Yes.
You ready?
Yeah.
The price. What's it cost?
Well, the cost of the ticket is free, but we want you to bring something for the benefactor, and it may be cans, maybe paper goods. It's been all kinds of stuff. But this time, because Cam can take a dollar and expand it on what they can buy, instead of you bringing 6 or 7 cans of something, let's give them some cash, and they can buy 12 or 15 or 20 of them. Mm-hmm. And that's what we'd like you to do. So bring some cash of any denomination.
Phyllis, do you remember what it was called? Because I served probably after you. It is when Miss Miller was running the food pantry. And it was over here where the Guernsey Cows, the building was painted like the Guernsey Cows, and we would meet in there. But how it has grown to help people.
Oh, I know.
It's unbelievable.
Know. We struggled back then.
Right.
We really did to get enough. And, of course, when what was it, in 92? Is that when it really hit?
Right.
When there was so many homeless people here and we had so many to feed. And the community came together and the Howard Boyds and the Hershens and all, that they made it happen so that these people could have a shower and they could be fed, yes, and Cam is part of that.
I had another name hit me that you've helped, and Carolyn Daniels, did I get the right name?
Yeah.
From the Hiding Place.
Sure, the Hiding Place, out east of town used to be.
And when you think of somebody that's departed, but yet you all helped them on many, many occasions.
Yes, we did, and I'll tell you a story. This really... gets my old heart here.
That's good.
Because, well, you know, I listen to the Lord. And one Saturday morning, I get up and he says, go to Prayer Mountain. I'd never been there.
Billy Brown.
He says, go to, well, I had been there once. Excuse me, I had. And he says, go to Prayer Mountain and take Carolyn Daniels with you. Well, we were friends, but not buddies, you know. So I called Carolyn and I said, would you go with me? And she said, yes. Anyway, there's a special place over there that you go to, or that I go to. A little creek, a little shelf thing that you can sit on and go around. It's a terrible road to get to it, but getting to it is worth it. And she said, we prayed. And she was struggling to find what she was supposed to do. And that's when she made the decision that she was going to do the Hiding Place.
Well, she wanted to help battered women.
Yep.
Yes.
And we probably learned more that her and her husband, than they were from the Chicago region, and we knew some of the same places when they'd moved here. And it's crazy when you look back. And I tell you something else it does for you. It's a gut check. Because, Phyllis, you're not 30 anymore, and you're not 100, so you're kind of in the middle there. Keith and I, why has the Lord left us here? What do you ever say to yourself, Lord, thank you, but I'm here for a purpose, and may I help support that? You want to
only daily, Lord. What do you want me to do today? Because we're not guaranteed. You know, we don't know when our time is coming. So daily is when you have to. I get up every morning and I say, okay, Lord, give me somebody. Tell me, who am I to do something for? What just tell me who. Well, sometimes it's just a telephone call, and that person is hurting and struggling, and we can all do that, and we can go forward. So, you know, as long as I can talk, I can't hear very well, but I can still hear on the phone, and as long as I can do something. And who knows?
Who knows?
I have lots of things I want to do.
Well, let me tell you, Phyllis, I want you to continue to be a starfish lady. Keith?
Yeah, the guy walking down the beach, Phyllis, you might have heard it, starfish is all over the place. And he picks up one and tosses it back in the ocean.
And they're dying, Keith.
Yeah, they're dying because they're up on the, can't get back to the water. So he throws it back in the water, throws another one back in the water. And an old feller says, Sonny, you can't save all those starfishes. He says, no, but I can save a few.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he can do for one what he can't
do
for all.
So, Phyllis, let me wrap up this segment by saying to you, of all the times I've kidded you about being the bag lady, it's a term, it's a term of endearment, and she knows that. Because at the old Red Roof Mall in its heyday, with American Tourister, and I can walk in my mind right now, I can just see that all that inventory and the hustle and bustle of people when we carried a lot more bags than we carry now.
Okay? Right.
And you were there doing a good job representing that product. Brian, a closing comment from you, please.
Well, my closing comment is God loves you. I want to get that message out. That's our message, isn't it? Jamming for Jesus, right, Phyllis? That God loves you. Come and join us Sunday. You're going to be blessed. The Holy Spirit's going to move. It's going to touch you. Like Phyllis was saying, some people say that's their church, and that's the way we want it to feel. We want you to walk out of there knowing that you've been with the Lord.
It's going to be a very special Sunday, and if you have never been, or if you've been, haven't been in a long time, I would encourage you to go to Jammin' for Jesus this Sunday, a very special one, one you'll remember for a long time, 2 o'clock at the Branson Famous Ball Knobbers Theater.
At this point right now, you would normally hear me say something like, Brandon, good to have you with us, Brian and Phyllis. We'll see you next time, but don't sit right where you are. Brian, if you'd please exit your seat for just a minute, I would appreciate it. You've been kicked out.
Yeah,
Mr.
Brian,
Bird, would you come over here for just a minute?
Danny
please?
Bird.
Hey,
Danny.
Brother,
come
yes,
on
sir.
Over.
Yeah, I sent Danny a little text.
Yeah?
Hey, Danny. You want to say something to Phyllis? You want to do it on the phone or you want to come in person?
I said, I'll be there.
All right, Danny. Good job. You got the floor.
Well, it's been, it's not over.
No.
It's not over by any means, but. There's going to be a transition, but Phyllis is a, you've been talking about it. She's a blesser. That's what she's all about. That's what Jammin's all about, blessing people. And our organization that I'm involved in, New Life Restoration Center, has been one of those benefactors. Every April, usually in the first of the year, we get to come and get blessed. By those things that people bring in, but throughout the whole year, we're blessed by Phyllis. Phyllis has always needed some help at her yard work, so she always calls me, and the guys on their time off get to go over and meet Phyllis, and just like you, Brother Charlie, same thing. When you have a project, the guys get to meet you. And also Keith, we've done a few things for Keith.
Oh yes, yeah,
yeah. But we're blessed. And we're blessed to be involved with people that love Jesus.
And as you're sitting there, Danny, and I'm thinking of the times over the years that you've sat here, and what have we asked? Hey, if you bring paper products or paper plates or something like this, it just hit me because I've been to the center many times, and I bet you there has been times when you go to that pantry, and you got 1,000 paper plates or 500 paper plates or styrofoam plates or whatever, and you just say, what a blessing that came from.
Oh,
jamming.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the paper products usually last us half or longer. We're usually still using stuff into the fall, and every time something is mentioned, I go, well, that's jamming for Jesus.
Yeah.
We're still being blessed.
Now, I made a note here. Does broccoli salad, does that come from jamming?
No, that comes from Christie's Kitchen.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes, that'd be your wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she takes the broccoli and chops it up really fine.
Really fine.
Yeah.
Next time
Phyllis,
she
does stay right where you're at, if you will, please. You're not going to go anywhere. I got some other people that are going to call this morning.
And we're not going to say, even at the end of this program, we're not going to say goodbye to you. We're going to say, see you next time. Because, Phyllis, you'll be there Sunday, 2 o'clock, jamming for Jesus, and that's at the Branson famous Ball Knobbers Theater. A great lineup of folks, and bring some cash for camp.
And be a special announcement. We're not going to reveal it here, even though I know what the announcement is, Keith.
Yep.
We're not going to. I really don't. I just wanted to see what you would say.
Yeah.
Danny, sit where you're at. We'll come back on the other side of 8 o'clock.
Right.
Phyllis is on my right. Danny with his little Christmas hat on.
Yeah,
Darren
Christmas
on the board. He's going to pull up Button in the Lens, Ozark Mountain Christmas, if he can find it.
We had a gentleman the other day when you weren't here, James Marville, sang it and re-recorded it.
Well,
I think we may have that. We'll check it out.
We'll find out.
All right. Stay tuned to Good Morning Ozarks. We've got more coming up on December 3rd. Yeah, third day of December already. 37 degrees. I got ahead of myself.
Sorry.
Darren's got the weather for us on Good Morning Ozarks. Welcome to the 8 o'clock half hour. Good Morning Ozarks. Keith O'Neill, Charlie Ingram, and Phyllis Rotrock sitting across from me. She's been here once a month for several years and talking about jamming for Jesus, and we're doing that this morning. Phyllis, he just said, Charlie just said that he and Mary don't buy cards for each other. They just walk down the aisle and they show them to each other, and you know that's economical and a good use of his time, I guess. But I had this picture of him taking you into a suitcase store and showing you the train case.
No, I'm going to come up with an artist. I don't know who'll do it. It took me a couple of years, so don't count on me for this.
No, don't count on him for anything quick. I mean, the poor lady that got the, what was it, is a CD or something, he told her.
Well, they were 9 years old.
She was in third grade when he told her that, and she graduated and got married before she got it.
Let me ask you a question. Does anybody remember what that was?
It was
Point of Grace.
Point of Grace.
Out of what school? Wichita in Arkansas.
Arkansas.
And who was the kids?
It took her a while.
It was the Franks family from College of the Ozarks. And they would listen to the show and call and answer the question.
Yep.
And I said, don't depend on this. And I think they got married. I gave them their CD, and everything's good.
Yeah.
Phyllis.
But Charlie.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me tell you, that'll give me an incentive to keep living.
Yeah.
Well, last night I'm trying to say, wouldn't this be neat if I had a train case and put it up in a little thing on the inside? So ideas are great. Keith, before we move on, I think what you ought to do is kind of back up a little bit because of the things you've called me to do for you.
Yes.
And how I've done those pretty quick for you, things like that.
Yeah.
So I think probably I'm in for that apology
right
now.
You think so?
Yeah.
What do you think, Danny?
I don't know.
Dad's afraid. Don't ask Danny Bird.
I'm not getting in the middle of that one.
I heard Danny Bird say many. Phyllis Rotrock, jamming for Jesus. When is it, Keith?
Hey, it's 2 o'clock on Sunday at the Branson famous Ball Knobbers Theater. There's going to be a great lineup of folks, some you've heard before and some maybe you never have. This is going to be a very special Sunday, jamming for Jesus. Last one for the year. 2021 is in the books in December. Jamming will take care of it this year. And Phyllis, you have done a wonderful, wonderful, marvelous job.
Thank you.
And we're going to use the word a transitional time. A transitional time for Jamming for Jesus. And you can find out about it. And we'll make the announcement next week. Transitional time.
Be there.
Now, here's the other thing to remember. What is Jamming for Jesus the precursor for, Keith?
The precursor for? Oh, the parade.
Thank you, Keith.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I just thought I'd let you sweat. 5:30, downtown Branson, the 73rd Annual Adoration Parade steps off, and we like the nativity scene, and things are just going to be excellent downtown. You can leave jamming and come downtown, and we're keeping Christ in Christmas.
Mrs. Rotrock, remind me again where your husband was principal for years.
Nixon.
In Nixo, boy, forget it.
29 years.
He was principal up there before Wayne Glenn was, I guess, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wayne was one of his teachers.
Was he?
Mm-hmm.
Wayne, the old record collector, great guy.
Well, and I think of the Nixo Eagles. How in the world have you turned out like you are if you had the Nixo Eagle background? So when Branson plays Nixo, who did you root for?
Well, of course she rooted for
Well,
Nixo.
Of course Nixo.
Oh, my goodness.
You got
Blood is thicker than water, isn't it?
Oh, when did you move from?
Well, I lived in Nixo.
When did you move from Nixo to Branson?
My kids are in school, huh?
When did you move from Nixon to Branson?
I didn't move from Nixa to Branson.
Oh, you stayed in Nixa?
I married and moved for 19 years to Jamesville.
Ah.
You know where that is?
No.
You know where Hootentown is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
Where's Hootentown, Keith?
It's next to, I don't know.
Jamie. Hooterville.
Jamesville, yes. next to James.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you.
It's up there by Bodark somewhere, isn't it?
No, it's south. No. It's southwest of Nixa.
Then I guess I really don't know.
And Keith, the only reason I'm giving you a hard time, I want to.
Because you don't know where it is either.
No, I don't. But I didn't say that I did.
So, well, I thought I did.
Well, here's the thing. The other morning, Danny, I want you to kind of get this picture.
Okay.
I'm listening to the podcast of Keith and Kathy, and a gentleman came over on their show that they were on to talk about a location that they're from, and it was over by Nevada. And I listened to Keith and Kathy go all over the United States from Seattle to Miami, and the guy kept saying, no.
Nevada.
And then, by Nevada. And then when I think it was Kathy that said, Clinton, and I'm going, That's wrong direction. He said, no, wrong way. So
by Nevada.
I'm going to give you a quiz, and I know when we get older, Phyllis, you can say, I remember that, but I just can't recall it, because with Mary and I, that's what happens. If somebody says, like the Scribners will be visiting at a nice dinner or something, say, have we told you this? You know what we say?
Tell us again. Because we'll forget.
Ray Wilson, who you remember, who used to be at Empire District Collection.
Yes, yes.
He says there's a name, and I'm not going to say it. I'm going to let you say it. When you talk about where your husband was the principal, how do old-timers pronounce that name of that town?
Nixie.
I got a list of things when I first came here from Nebraska up at KWTO, and they said, here's how you pronounce these names. And that one was on there. You say the town is Nixa, but nope. If you want people to know that you have never been here, you call it Nixie.
Nixie.
Right?
I'll give you another one. Our station is now managed. Brian, we're getting ready to answer your question. Tell them about the 20 years.
Me?
Yeah.
Are you looking at me?
I said
you're looking at him.
I said,
he said Brian. No, I'm not Brian.
Listen closely.
All right.
Brian, listen. We're going to tell you about the 20.
Okay. 20 years.
That would be
Watch
this. Yeah.
It's my cue.
He's blind, but he's going to get here in just a minute.
I'll get there. Hang on. 20 years
Remember,
ago.
Remember, it'll fight an acorn every once in a while.
That's right. 20 years ago, Vicki and Herb created Mountaintop Broadcasting Company, the actual owners of KLFC. So we're celebrating 20 years of Mountaintop Broadcasting right here at the Round Table. That's what the all about.
And
Charlie asked if the balloons would stay to celebrate you.
See?
Fellas.
Aww.
Isn't that nice of him?
Thank you. Thank you, Charlie.
He does that every once in a while.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
No, let me tell you what I had done. If you were, because in all truthfulness, I'd asked him to say because of our fundraiser, we didn't. We need about another $500, by the way.
$500.
There are times
that's
that I just
Darren
want,
told
I want to
us.
Put. And what did I say?
You said, well,
you said we didn't have
six,
any movement.
Seven,
well,
eight,
we did
seven,
have movement.
Oh, we did.
Yes, we did.
Some I didn't know about. Go ahead. $500. We're short.
May I finish?
Danny, I put up with this all the time.
Every morning.
Every morning.
I know.
You know what?
We had a lady come in the other day, and she said, she didn't want a donut. We had donuts. She didn't want a CD or DVD over there or a book off of the Christmas tree. She just wanted to tell us that some mornings we make her almost drive off the road because she gets to laughing at us. So,
well, it's because you're fun to kind of pick on.
That's true.
And I was so sticking with the names of towns. We used to call and ask a question of the day every day, and kids would call and we'd say, "Who was Noah's wife?" Or we'd love to do this one for Christmas. What did Mary ride on in the scriptures? And remember the answer, Keith.
Well, everybody would say donkey, but
wrong.
The answer is nothing.
It's not there. Okay.
Don't know.
And so we're answering the question, pulling the winner. And so Vicki had not been here that many years. And so she hands me a slip. And the winner's from Kansas City, our caller from Kansas City.
Because she put down KC.
And I said, she said, no, Kimberly City. I said, Vicki. KC in this state is not Kimberling City.
Kansas City.
It's Kansas City. Danny, a closing remark, please.
Well, Jamming for Jesus is a great ministry.
Absolutely.
And has been. And Phyllis is a great person. And we love her. So
love you, too.
Amen.
Well, let's
amen.
Do this. Danny, you're so good to do this for us. And I love when we go to the Lord in prayer here on this station. And when a gentleman that is filled with the Holy Spirit and turned his life over to Christ, and you work in a ministry, that we could be saying the same things about you. And so as I sat here today, and by the way, the balloons, Keith was correct. The balloons stayed for the 20th. But when he came in this morning, he said they're for Phyllis. So Keith, I'm going to give you the I'm going to give you the pat on the back for that. So, and they do look nice, and Krista has done a nice job of making it look good. But I'm sitting here for just a minute, and I'm just have these things running through my mind. The Nativity Scene on the Hill.
Yes.
Life Restoration Center. The Christmas Parade, keeping what?
Christ in Christmas.
CAM. All these things in the area we live in. And yes, in the mornings we do pull up headlines, and the world seems to be a mucky, miry mess. You know, we have our own messes here. But in the midst of these messes, we have people walking into Jamming for Jesus to say, this is my church. And that means something, because my mother-in-law was shut in, and she called Adrian Rogers, her pastor, from Memphis.
Yep.
And you said the same thing.
Yep, I had an aunt that did that.
She would turn on that television at 9 o'clock on Sunday, and that was her church. So the ministry that you're doing there, and you know what, we'll never know until we get to heaven, the lives that have been changed. So Mr. Bird, on behalf of yourself going to the Lord, would you play a special blessing over Phyllis and Jamming for Jesus?
Amen. Amen. Father, in the name that is above every name, and it's the name that we are celebrating this year. And Lord, I'm glad for the Christmas season, because it does bring out more emphasis. But Lord, all year long and every month, Lord, we are celebrating you. We're celebrating your birth. We're celebrating, celebrating the life that you bring and give and make available to those of us in hurting. And I know December and the holiday seasons from Thanksgiving on is a tough time, Lord. And you know, because you're helping people. So we're just speaking hope this morning, Lord, and we're gonna keep speaking hope every Sunday morning, the first Sunday of every month, Lord, through Jamming for Jesus. And Lord, as the faithfulness of Sister Phyllis and your blessing on her life continue to bless her and to bless this ministry, in Jesus' name, and we're gonna give you the praise and the honor for it. Amen.
Amen.
Phyllis.
Amen and amen. Phyllis, thank you so
much.
Phyllis,
before we let you go, did you find my song, by the way, that Ozark Mountain Christmas? We didn't find it. That's all right. I want to give you an inside joke.
Okay.
And I want you, as you leave for Arizona, to think about this. Do you all know that the older we get, how fast time seems to go?
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you were a young child and you had to wait 2 weeks and you were going to go to some assembly or a band camp or something like that, it seemed like it forever.
Yep.
Keith, when we look on our schedule and see Jamming for Jesus, what do we say?
Again? This month's gone by so quick.
That's how fast.
I mean,
it
we
seems
have,
to go.
Wow.
That's true.
It's crazy.
But it's always a pleasure that we look forward to is that last Friday of a month before, if Jamming comes early, or the first Friday in December, in the month that it is, whenever the date falls, we always have enjoyed having you right here at the round table to enlighten us about what's going on at Jamming for Jesus. And we pray that that mantle will just continue, and that every first Sunday, as we get started in spring, we'll be hearing about Jamming for Jesus again.
Phyllis, before you leave, I got a couple of personal questions I want to ask right after this break.
Personal questions? Wow. Stay tuned for that.
Keith, do me a favor.
What?
Go home, ask your wife about her train case. Your wife had a train case, I guarantee you.
She probably did.
And I guarantee you, if you look in that train case and you ask, you have two old CDs from George Johnson, she'd say, I got one right here.
There you go.
Ask your wife about her train case.
I'll ask
My
her.
Wife had a train case.
Did she?
And when we got off the train in, it just left me in Illinois by Streeter. That's because the lady had been feeding the baby sour milk. Well, never, Mary and I laugh about it all the time.
Oh, my goodness.
It smelled terrible.
How do you smell?
And when I picked up her train case, Keith, it was unbuckled.
Oh, no, and all that stuff came
out. Yes.
Hey, we're going to be right back on Good Morning Ozarks. Stay with us. We're talking about Jamming for Jesus all morning and having a great time with Brian and Danny here and Charlie and myself, Keith O'Neill, and Phyllis Rotrock. And you could go to klfcradio.com later today. You could listen to the podcast and enjoy what we've been talking about.
Brian, good morning.
Good morning.
Pendergrass, right?
That's correct.
Pendergrass is a common name in what community?
I believe Kansas City, I think they said, yeah.
Yeah.
Not the Mafia Pendergrass people.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
not.
Those are on Keyside.
And I know. Those are on Keyside.
And you live in Ozark, right?
Correct.
All right, up there with the throw and roll.
So
yeah, the throw.
He likes to listen to Football Friday.
I do.
Oh, okay? good.
So let's just bring you up to speed. Kansas City plays Sunday night.
Yeah, after the parade.
After jamming, after the parade, 7:30 on national television in Denver in Kansas City.
That's right.
Basketball kicks off. His team, Nebraska, football didn't do very good, but I encouraged him to watch basketball because they're doing pretty good.
We only got beat by 4.
And the other night there was a fight that the Nebraska people got in at North Carolina State, and one of the players from Nebraska had injured his foot 2 or 3 weeks earlier and had one of those scooters.
Yeah.
And he rode his scooter over to get in the fight. So I thought that was pretty good for Nebraska.
Pretty good.
Okay. Wow. Fellas, like I want to ask you just some popcorn questions, okay?
Man.
I don't want to know your birthday. I don't really want to say.
Well, you don't mind knowing the month and the date so you can get her birthday card. What month were you born?
May.
See?
I'm 85.
You're 85? Mm-hmm. Really?
I would not.
Yeah, I'll be 86 next May.
Well, she and crazy. I worked. She and I worked at the same place at different times.
KWTO.
I'll be darned.
That's right. She was a copywriter there before I got there.
Yeah.
At the Rose House where we do the ministry, Mary and I, we have ladies that are and men that are from 85 to 102. And a lot of times we'll talk about things from the past. Do you remember when you grew up, if you're 85 years old, did you have indoor plumbing?
Did I ever what?
Did you have indoor plumbing?
Oh, no.
See that?
No. When I grew up, we had no electricity. We had a spring down the hill that we had to carry water up from. Mother had a washing, you know, it's out in the yard. They got a washing machine. No, they didn't. They had a tub and a board.
Right.
And a table it was on. And she had to carry the water up from the spring and heat it on a stove Yes, I remember those days well.
I hope you people that are listening this morning are listening closely to this.
Yeah,
because,
really.
When my wife and her family get together, they start remember. She has a sister that's just a little older than you. There's almost 18 years difference between her sister and her. And when they talk about these things, like if you just sit there and you listen and you, somebody says, well, where's my charger for my phone?
Yeah.
Can't find my charger.
Yeah.
Okay. Where's this? Where's that? And you sit back and you listen to stories like this.
Oh, how we changed.
It was difficult, Phyllis.
It was, but we didn't know any different.
You didn't think about it
we
being difficult,
we didn't know any
right?
different because everybody in the neighborhood, no one. The electric lines didn't get through for years.
What part of the country did you grow up in?
The phone lines didn't. Clever.
Okay, I know that name, yeah.
Clever, south east of Clever.
Right. Okay.
So was Springfield the biggest town, and that was a big deal to go to?
Yes.
How long did it take you to get there?
Well, my father, that I don't remember, but I do remember that Daddy didn't like to drive in the city, so I was 12 years old, and I drove to Springfield.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't that great? Those are great stories, aren't they?
Nothing about it, and neither did he, because he just thought I could do it.
Sure.
He taught me to drive, but,
sure.
You know.
Was he a farmer?
Mm-hmm. He was a farmer.
And did you do them all? Did you have hogs, cattle, everything?
Yeah, we had the hogs, the cattle, and we had a garden that, you know, was an acre. I don't know. It was big. And he had no electric. I mean, there was no tractors. He had a horse and a double trip. What's it called?
Yeah,
you're
talking about pulling the plows and that type of thing. Oh, my goodness sakes, life kills. Did you slop the hogs? Did y'all save your old slop for the hogs?
Yep, we did that. And later on, many years later, this is kind of a neat story. Daddy got a contract with the Consumers Markets in Springfield.
Yes, Mr. Wheeler.
Where he could get the produce and the bakery stuff, the day-old stuff. So he'd take his truck up every day and load that up, and he would start from Springfield, and he'd go down and all the way down and land. Well, he'd stop at Nixa, and people would just come running to get stuff out of that truck.
Huh.
By the time he almost didn't have anything for the hogs by the time he got home.
Isn't that neat? I just love that history.
And he did that.
Phyllis, let's not forget those times.
Oh,
because as we battle these temperature that we're in, Brian, now with political and with the things that are going, we've got to remember the faith and the families and what happened in these small towns like Palmyre and Philadelphia and Emerson and Clever and many others, and good parents that worked hard. So here's my question for you. If you didn't have any indoor plumbing, did you have to use that outhouse? And did you ever hear of a Montgomery Ward's or a Sears catalog? You know where they would you'd find them sometimes?
Yeah, it's where you go to read them.
Yeah.
And you got a lot of pages missing after.
A lot of pages missing afterwards. It's Good Morning Ozarks, 88.1 FM. Been a lot. Did you have a well? Did you was it?
No.
We had to go.
No, we had a spring.
You had a spring.
We had a spring that we went down to.
Wow.
That's what we had, and we'd have to go down and get the water to put around our milk cans.
I was going to ask you about milk. Yep.
And stir them and stir the milk so that they would get cold.
How many milk cows did you have?
Oh gosh, I don't remember.
Could you milk?
I milked from the time I was old enough to get a hold of them.
Did you have cats? Did you have cats in the barn?
Yep.
Did you shoot that milk over at them?
No, my brother would shoot milk on my hair.
Oh, wow. That's what I'm talking about, Brian. That brother was a good kid. Here's what I'm going to do.
And instead of gathering around the TV at night, they'd gather around the radio, and KWTO was part of that.
Oh, yes.
You know, the Ozark Jubilee.
Had. Yes, and, yes. Oh, I remember listening way back when the war was over and on the radio and how exciting it was.
As a young person, what do you remember war-wise? Would you have remembered what was...
Well, World War II, we had a neighbor that was a POW.
Okay.
He did make it home.
Okay.
That is one of the things. The Korea War, we had a neighbor that he got was in a bomb, where they call it, where they go off. He got into it, and he didn't make it. I was writing, corresponding with his buddy, and his buddy sent me a letter that he had got killed before his parents ever got notified. I went to school every day with his sisters and brothers.
And they didn't
could
know
not
it?
Say a word.
Oh, my.
Man.
We would go to church and know this, but we couldn't. And then after they did know, I took the letter and gave it to them so they would know.
Let me remind our listeners, sit at the table and do what we're doing. Talk to your grandparents.
Yep.
Believe me, it's all not Google and all of the Twitter and Facebook. These are real people doing real things with a pulse of families. And we've missed that. Try to regain that in your own family. Sit the kids down. Tell them about your past. Even you kids that are in your 40s and 50s, you can look back and say, my goodness, we only got to watch 6 shows a day on the television.
And we only had one telephone in the house. It was hanging on the kitchen wall.
Yeah, a prince's telephone. So, you probably even remember some of those things yourself.
I do. We had a party line because I grew up out in the country, and I'll be 50 in just a few weeks. And we had a party line, and... everybody kind of remembers those probably. Do anybody else have one? You'd click on it. But, my thing was I'd get on there, because we'd had like 5 or 6 people on there. And, of course, as a kid, you'd want to hear what the neighbors were talking about.
Of course.
Mom would come in. She'd say, hang up that phone.
I can see it right now. Yeah. Now, Mary and I, my wife, were on the same party line.
Were you really?
So before we would get off the bus at school, we'd say, hey, Let's give the neighbors something to talk about. So when you get on the telephone, Mary and I would kind of have a little conversation, making the neighbor ladies go, did you hear what Charlie said to Mary?
Yeah. We did the same thing, Charlie.
Phyllis Rotrock, God bless you.
God bless you,
thank
Phyllis.
Thank you and bless you all.
Hope you had fun today.
Thank you so much for everything you've done for Jamming for Jesus.
You'll get a special transitional announcement. One more time, Jamming for Jesus, Keith.
2 o'clock on Sunday at the Branson Famous Ball Knobbers Theater. There's a great lineup, and bring something for Cam, mostly cash for Cam this Sunday, Jamming for Jesus. So thank you very much for all you've done. This is the last one for the year, so make sure it's a very special one. Make sure you're there. And then go down to the parade. It steps off at 5:30 in downtown Branson, keeping Christ in Christmas at the 73rd annual Branson Adoration Parade. A thought just went through my head. Okay. You were here before the Branson Parade started.
No.
I mean, you remember the, you know,
oh,
when it started?
Yeah. When did you start it?
73 years. You were 10 when it all started. You were still living.
You started at 73
years ago.
73 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So you were 10 years old when they first started. Yeah.
So, anyway.
Don't look at it that way.
See it.
No, she did not. She did not attend the Abraham Lincoln and Douglas debate.
No, she did not.
God bless
what
you.
A sweet lady.
And in my endearing term to you, I will say, bag lady.
Oh no!
What a job you did at American Tourister. Thank you for your friendship over the years, and we can always enjoy the commonality with Maureen and her husband and that time. God bless you.
God bless you, Phyllis. Thank you so much,
Brian. Thanks for coming.
Thank you guys.
Brian, appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
See you all on Sunday. Cash for Cam at the Jammin' for Jesus, 2 o'clock at the Branson Famous Ball Knobbers Theater.